work.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish and Barry's an Israeli citizen, an Israeli patriot, who spent almost 30 years over in Israel exposing corruption. But, of course, he was forced to really come to America because of threats on his life. And so Israel's loss is our gain. We have an opportunity to talk to Barry almost every week and have him keep us up, not only with what's going on in Israel, but sometimes even what's going on here in the United States that very few people talk about it. And with that as the background, hi, Barry. How are we doing?
Not bad, thanks.
Well, you go ahead. Pick up the story.
Well, I've got only a couple of subjects, but one is, well, it's not something I would necessarily talk about, except it was the 10th anniversary of JFK Jr.'s crash, and the media was, well, the mainstream media was just filled with, well, disinformation. That's putting it mildly. I mean, you're talking superficial reporting. But what I'm going to tell you I wrote about 10 years ago, and I stick with this to this day, is that JFK Jr. should not have got involved with the Rabin assassination. It cost him his life. And if you didn't know, JFK Jr. Ran a magazine called George. In March of 1997, George magazine published a remarkable 13-page expose of the Rabin assassination, the works, blaming the Secret Service, the works. He was the only publisher in the United States to delve into this assassination as the conspiracy it was. Were you aware of this?
No, I wasn't, but I read some other wonderful articles there. One of them was an interview with Barry, pardon me, with Mel Gibson, where he talked about the Council on Foreign Relations and Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. And so he was really treading where most people would not dare to tread.
Well, he certainly blew the Rabin assassination apart in the United States, and that's a very, very risky thing to do. I wrote about this, and again, not from my point of view, but as objective as I could get, about how he was really murdered. Now, allow me to begin with an interview that appeared in the Yediot Ahronot, front page story, by the way, about his last limo driver.
Now you're talking about John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Jr.?
Who else?
All right, fine. Well, we just want to make sure now, because we were talking about Rabin. Now we're talking about John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Jr., and his strange death just 10 years ago. So pick up the story.
Well, there's someone named Yoel Katsopman. He was the last limousine driver that we know about, of course, for JFK Jr. He picked him up less than 2 days before his plane blew out of the sky, and it did blow out of the sky, and we'll prove that shortly. This article by Katsopman was an Israeli working for the Empire Limousine Service of New Jersey. And for some reason, he picked up JFK Jr. and his wife, Caroline, not Caroline Kennedy, his wife, 2 days before he took off for the last time. And he just talks about what a nice guy Kennedy was and so forth, but he adds these details that make no sense whatsoever. One is that he couldn't walk, and that's why he took a limousine. Usually he took the subway or hailed a taxi. He wasn't a pretentious guy. He didn't go everywhere in a limo. Yet for some reason he took a limo from his Manhattan apartment to his office. 3 blocks away, he takes a limo. Which, again, for me, that's a clue. Come on, you call a taxi. He wasn't a pretentious person. He didn't have to take a limousine 3 blocks away. But he did. And the driver, I'm going to repeat his name, Yoel Katsopman. Now, what Katsopman said in this article, you would think that it was an insider view, but a man crippled by a broken heel, and he had to be held up. Both Katsopman and his wife held him up and got him into the taxi. What's he doing flying an airplane if he can't even stand up and get in a taxi? And there was something wrong about this description. But then he describes his wife, Carolyn, and what she said. She said her husband was very depressed, supposedly because he hadn't played sports in a long time because of his heel. And I'm saying to myself, where, oh, where was it reported that he was depressed and couldn't even stand on his leg? You don't get into an airplane if, well, forget the depression. That's just a pretext. But if you can't even stand up, you do not drive an airplane. That's putting it mildly. But in this article, Katsopman drops him off at the office and takes Carolyn on a shopping spree. And she buys all the gifts for the upcoming wedding. Rory Kennedy, by the way, married a Jew, and the article describes her questions, whether she should show a bare shoulder, whether a cover dress would be better. Nonsense, really. But the point is he bought the gifts with her. And, well, she gave him a $50 tip, which I don't believe, but that's not, again, the point. The last person to drive Kennedy Jr., of course, was an Israeli, well, I would guess, before we dive into the details, that the Empire Limousine Service was some sort of Mossad associated driving service, and Katsopman probably played some role in making that plane blow up. Whether he was aware of it or not, by buying the wedding gifts and so forth, he played some sort of role in this upcoming murder. And very shortly, I'll dive into what Kennedy actually published, which was without a doubt very irritating to the Israeli establishment. But more to the point, I'm going to give some background about this so-called well, crash because of bad weather. There was no bad weather. The weather was great. There was no thunderstorm. There was no lightning. There was no reason from bad weather for this airplane to go crashing into the sea. The weather was terrific. Now, just to start you off, after the crash, the FBI wrote a preliminary report on the crash, confirming that the bomb, I use the word bomb, on the plane was of a kind of explosive used by certain foreign, this is a quote now, foreign intelligence services.
But no, we've never heard that, but Barry, where did that information come from? And you're going to have to hold off till we get back. Certainly we've looked into the story, and I want to know your documentation. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutraMune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The first line defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Shamus. We're talking about, the strange death of John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. And certainly, just before we went to the break, Barry was describing the FBI report talking about a bomb. Did they really talk about a bomb, Barry?
Sure did. It's not a strange death. It's a murder. Let's define this properly. Look, I don't know if you'll ever be able to find the FBI preliminary report on the JFK death, strange death. That's their words, a strange death. But there are things that we can follow up. Catherine Cryer of Fox TV's The Cryer Report announced that JFK Jr. was about to meet high-ranking Mossad officers to get the full story on the Rabin assassination. Go contact Catherine Cryer for yourself. This was an announcement after JFK Jr.'s death that that's what he was up to. But it gets even more profound. In Germany, it was a Frankfurt newspaper, then it spread throughout the country, that JFK Jr. on Wednesday, he died on a Friday, on Wednesday he had met Amiram Levine, deputy head of the Mossad, to get the full story on the Rabin assassination. All right, you have to put this in perspective. JFK Jr. was going to expose the Rabin, conspiracy. Let's not be ashamed of that word. He had already done it once, and he was going to finish the job. Now, we can ask why. Why was he so honest about the Rabin assassination? Well, look at his father. This was a son who didn't buy that his father was shot by a lone gunman. He was trying to get to the bottom of another assassination, the Rabin assassination, a very, very dangerous thing to do. Now, before we go on, I want to note something. It's just a note. There's no proof. It doesn't mean anything. But the day before JFK Jr. disappeared with his wife and sister-in-law, Ehud Barak, flew to Washington. Barak was head of Israeli military intelligence. It's just a background fact. I don't know if it, I suspect it means a lot, but just note this, because I don't have proof that Barak was running an operation, and that's why he was in Washington. It's just background for the time being. Let's stick with the basic facts. Now, let's go backwards. There are people who saw the plane explode. Now, forget, we'll return to Rabin. Let's look at the eyewitnesses that the plane exploded in the sky. I'm going to give you a couple of names. Again, go look it up. It's been 10 years for me as well. Lawyer Victor Prebanek was on the shore, near Martha's Vineyard. On the shore fishing, he heard the explosion, saw the flash, and saw the plane go down. Not from lightning. He saw it explode. Now, he is not the first. All through the internet, there was a reporter from the Martha Vineyard Gazette. Well, here's the quote from the internet. The reporter saw the plane go out of control and crash into the sea after he had seen a flash on the plane. There were four witnesses who saw the plane explode. It was reported in the Vineyard Gazette. One of the witnesses was an attorney named Victor Pribanik. They saw the plane explode. There was no lightning. It exploded. Now, when this plane exploded, there was suddenly President Clinton decided to send the entire Navy to recover the plane. I don't know if you remember this, that there was a national emergency and the Navy was called out. It's not like JFK Jr. was ever in the Navy. There was no reason for this national emergency. But when this national emergency was called, no reporters were allowed to see or photograph a plane. But the FAA, by law, looked at the plane and announced that the recovered engine was fully functional. The presumed bad weather didn't cause any damage to the engine of the plane. Worse than that, much worse, Carolyn Bessette, it's not Carolyn Kennedy, that's his wife, and by the way, she was Jewish. Her suitcase was found 8 miles from the crash site, and that can only be caused by an explosion. When a plane goes down because of lightning, the luggage is in the plane. I repeat, her suitcase was found 8 miles from the crash site.
Do we know, or did they find it? Was it floating? Was it on the
They found it. However they found it, they found it.
Okay, fine.
And it wasn't bad weather. It wasn't lightning that caused this plane to crash. I'll use the word explode because the witnesses saw the plane explode. And by the way, Kennedy called into the radio tower at Martha's Vineyard, and just as he was about to land, and he was perfectly calm. There was no bad weather, and he reported that he was about to land. That's another fact that over time has been wiped out just before the crash. I'm going to say explosion. I don't care. It was an explosion, but just before the explosive crash, Kennedy very calmly wired the airport that he was preparing to land. That simple. Now, I'm not sure, again, you have to recover your memory to remember the incredible mess of the Kennedy plane being recovered, where the Navy is sent out to... Oh, I hear the music. We will continue.
All right, you do hear the music, and of course, F. Kennedy Jr. was on the final approach to the airport there at Martha's Vineyard, and something happened. We'll explore it when we get back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Barry Shamus. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your website, and how they can get to you if they'd like to have you come and give a talk to their group or church or synagogue.
Sure. My book, and by the way, the Kennedy assassination is in my book. You know, it's either Save Is... It's in one of the books. You know, I don't even remember the book. But nonetheless, you go www.lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. There's a search box. Press books and then write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamus. My website is www.barrychamish.com, and if you want to invite me to lecture, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now back to this issue. Now, I'm going to repeat because, well, I have to repeat. You can't possibly know these facts. It's been 10 years. One, there was an FBI preliminary report confirming there was a bomb on the plane and noting that the explosive was used by certain foreign intelligence services. Two, the FAA report found the engine of the plane fully functional. It was not hit by lightning. Next, Catherine Cryer of Fox TV's The Cryer Report announced after the, well, murder, she didn't call it that, that JFK Jr. was about to meet high-ranking Mossad officers to get the final and full story of the Rabin assassination. And then the German media widely reported that on Wednesday, he died on a Friday, that JFK Jr. had met Amiram Levin, deputy head of the Mossad, to get the full report on the Rabin assassination. There. We've summed up, well, I'm not going to go through the witnesses who saw the plane explode, but keep in mind that the U.S. Navy was suddenly called out by President Clinton to find that plane and not just find the plane and ban, of course, the media from taking a picture of it. John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. and his wife, Carolyn Bessette, were cremated within a day. Within a day of being found, they had an official funeral on a U.S. Navy boat, and they were thrown into the water. And by the way, also Caroline's sister, who is the ignored party in the story, all of them were cremated. All of them were, their ashes were thrown into the sea. Nobody ever checked his body to see that it was completely burned, scalded, and torn apart by a bomb. Now, this cremation was, again, another scandal. But, again, it's been covered up because the Bessette family were Jewish, and cremation is looked upon as a bit insulting to a lot of Jews, but more to the point, Carolyn, her father, objected to the cremation. He didn't want his two daughters cremated, but the U.S. Navy cremated them.
How could they create them without, how, you know, do that without the permission of the family?
Good question. Next, JFK Jr.'s family were Catholic, and they also look upon cremation with a great deal of suspicion. They didn't want him cremated. The Clinton administration sent the Navy, dug up the plane, and cremated the bodies within a day in this massive ceremony watched by all of America. They cremated the three bodies and sent the ashes over the sea, and none of their families wanted it. They were getting rid of evidence. That's what they were.
And I could certainly believe that. If they, I mean, there's, you would expect that the bodies would have been turned over to the families. And did the families bring suit or try to do anything, you know, to say, you know, you can't do this sort of thing, to destroy the evidence?
I'm shocked at your naivety. They did at first, and then they were hushed up.
Okay, fine. Well, I have no question at all that they can bring pressure to bear on just about anybody. Like Jack Ruby, they can get an offer that they can't refuse. And, of course, most people don't know why Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald, but he did because, at least according to the brother of San Giancano, Jack Ruby was simply told he would either do what he was told and kill Lee Harvey Oswald, or he would be tortured to death and his family would be tortured to death. That is according to the brother of the man who made the threat, Chuck Giancano, the book Double Cross. Isn't it interesting that we never hear about that on 60 Minutes? Go right ahead.
Well, let's not forget, I'm returning to these points so they sink in. There were four witnesses to the plane exploding. One was an attorney named Victor Pribanik, Another was a reporter from the Martha Vineyard Gazette. They were all hushed up, all of them. All the reports were hushed up. They had seen the plane explode. Now, I'm going to go backwards into how JFK Jr. crossed the red line by publishing the Rabin assassination. I'm going to quote Leah Rabin. She was furious when this article came out in March of 1997. We quote her. "How of all people could he do such a thing?" Mrs. Rabin asks of the son of President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963. "Perhaps he needed a sensational piece in order to sell his paper." Next. "I would expect John Kennedy Jr., who lost his father to an assassin's bullet when he was a mere child and grew up in the shadow of that horrible tragedy, to adopt a higher moral stand in his paper," said Mrs. Rabin. The Israeli establishment was going nuts over George magazine. Now, I read this article, well, of course, I read the article many times over. The key point in this very long 13-page article was that the Shin Bet, Israel's Secret Service, was involved directly in the assassination of Rabin. Without going through, find the article for yourself. It's got to be findable somewhere. The key point is that John Kennedy Jr. published an article in March of 97 directly blaming the Israeli Secret Services for the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. And I want to add something very, very important. He got a lot right. He mentioned the head of the Shin Bet, Carmi Gilon, was a conspirator. That's what he was, and that was in the article. Much was made of Yigal Amir. He's the patsy for the Rabin assassination, and his pal, Avishai Raviv, who worked for Carmi Gilon. What John Kennedy Jr. was trying to do was get to the actual fact of the Rabin assassination, and he had to be shut up before he got the next article out. That's why he was murdered. And by the way, with the compliance of the Clinton regime, and needless to say, the U.S. Navy, like JFK Jr. ever served in the Navy, and he should be given a Navy burial, including cremation. That's real logical.
Well, of course, they never could have gotten away with it without the full help and support of the people at the highest levels of our government, fellow members of what I consider the Brotherhood of Darkness. We're going to be right back here in just a moment to carry on with this story with Barry Shamish.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Tennessee Communication Network. And, of course, our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, we've got about 6 minutes to wrap up this afternoon's program.
All right, then I won't go into the next topic. I'll summarize this topic. JFK Jr. and his wife and sister-in-law were driven to, I believe the airport was in New Jersey, to fly to Martha's Vineyard for a wedding, Rory Kennedy's wedding. The gifts were bought with an Israeli chauffeur on a shopping trip with Carolyn Kennedy. Not the sister, the wife. All right, let's just say it right out. Ehud Barak flew to Washington a day before the assassination of JFK Jr. If he had any role, I don't know. I never found that. But he is high on my suspect list. JFK Jr. took an interest in the Rabin assassination. He was driven to the airport in an Israeli limousine, the Empire Limousine Service. Write it down. Check them out if you would like. He was blown out of the sky in perfect weather, and he was cremated. And the person in Israel most grateful for this assassination was Shimon Peres, the current president of Israel, who in my books, again, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, is my classic book, my bestseller. He was the organizer of the Rabin assassination, with Carnegie Lawn. JFK Jr. named Carnegie Lawn as a conspirator of the Rabin assassination in his article of March 1997. Ehud Barak is today in the government of Israel, the head of the Labor Party. He was once head of Israeli military intelligence. Don't underestimate this. Rabin was duped into supporting what is known as the peace process, the Oslo Accord that became the roadmap, or the Saudi plan, whatever they call it this week. Rabin was duped into supporting it. Rabin had a change of heart when he saw that Israel was going to dissolve under this so-called peace, and Peres, who wants to be prime minister, had him assassinated. JFK Jr., who knew about Rabin, and I'll explain why very quickly, as a, again, deep background, decided to expose the Rabin assassination, and he was about to do it again. Here's a little fact. In Leah Rabin's biography, I believe it was published in 1979, she wrote that Yitzhak Rabin was in Dallas on November 22, 1963. He met with Jack Ruby. He was a member of a group of Israeli reporters who met with Ruby at the Dallas police station the night before Ruby shot Oswald. There is something broader about this story that we're not aware of. But what we are aware of is there wasn't a cloud in the sky. There was no reason for the plane to be hit by lightning. People saw that it wasn't. Official reports saw that the plane was intact. And I repeat again, there were serious journalists. Catherine Cryer of Fox TV, a Frankfurt newspaper. I should have looked it up for you. Nonetheless, the report, I reported widely that JFK Jr. met with Amiram Levine, deputy head of the Mossad, 2 days before his assassination to get the final facts on the real Rabin assassination, and he was knocked out. The number one people in the world who wanted JFK Jr. knocked out were the so-called peacemakers, those working hand-in-hand with Clinton and his CFR gang to shove this peace, this Oslo roadmap Saudi accord down Israel's throat. They all covered up the assassination. I believe the Mossad did the actual killing. That's how JFK Jr. died.
Well, certainly, if they did, and you may very well be absolutely right, they had to have the full help and support of the highest echelons of the American government to keep the information from coming out.
They did an excellent job. You can thank Bill Clinton for that. They got rid of the plane. They got rid of the body. Against all wishes of the family, they burnt the body to dust within a day, and no one will ever see the bomb marks, the scars, the burnt skin, every sign that it was a bombing that knocked him out. And by the way, there were silly reports in the American press that he was killed because Hillary Clinton wanted to be governor of New York, and he was hinting that he wanted to be governor. Nonsense. He, and by the way, I know this more than anyone else, when you start playing with the Rabin assassination, you have got to watch out for your life. And, well, what can you do when they decide to kill you? They kill you.
Well, that's why I'm glad you're here, and I want you to stay safe. Barry, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks very much for a fascinating program, as always.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Barry Shamish. And Barry's, in fact, you can go up on the Internet and certainly look up a Barry Shamish book, JFK Assassination, JFK Jr. assassination, you'll find all sorts of references to the fact that there are theories that John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. was murdered, and whose name is associated with the stories? Barry Samish. So we're really privileged to have Barry with us on a regular basis, giving us the information you're not going to get from regular channels. It reminds me very much of the story of the downing of TWA 800, and that was, I believe, in 1996. There were over 200 people who saw the missiles go up to actually bring down that 747. And the most amazing thing is that none of them were ever allowed to testify before the National Traffic Safety Board or Aviation Safety Board. They would have people say what they said, but they wouldn't allow them to testify. That plane was blown up intentionally, and of course it's been covered up. They said, oh, it was a central fuel tank. They modified every TWA 747 in existence to cover up the, for whatever reason it was, I don't know, but there were over 200 people who saw the missiles go up. Now, there's only four people who saw the John Kennedy's plane explode, but I think if four people saw it, why did we never hear these things? And the reason we didn't is because we got a controlled media. So we do hope that many of you out there certainly want to get more information. And if you're interested in the TWA flight, we still have a couple of four tape sets on that and some DVDs on what happened there. But there's so many stories that are still suppressed. They've never told us about what really happened to the Oklahoma City bombing, 168 Americans killed. And did you know that the man who was accused of this, Timothy McVeigh, had told three separate people, his sister, his cellmate there, his cellmate even wrote a book called A Secret Worth Dying For, and then he told Terry Nichols that he was working for the Special Forces. If that's true, how would you conceal that from the American people? I'm not saying it is true. I know we told them because there's all sorts of information on it. We used to carry a book called OK Bomb, where written by Jim Keith. And, of course, Jim Keith told the story about Jennifer McVeigh. And you know what happened? One of the strangest things, why Jim Keith had a little minor surgery and just up and died. But that could have been just coincidence, except a couple of weeks later, his publisher died. And that could have been just coincidence. A few weeks later, why his ex-wife died. Well, maybe it was more than a coincidence. Does this sort of thing really happen in America? You need to get our four tape set. Or 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. That's Deadly Assassins. You need to get our DVD on the Trilateral Commission. They're the people who really run our government, control the intelligence agencies. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. You need to get my talk on the Financial Armageddon and how the Trilateral Commission and the people who control the banking industry created the financial crisis aimed at destroying the very fabric of our nation. Our number 1-800-544.